are recording.
All right, welcome to the Brecksville Bobby Heights Board of Education organizational meeting. Today is Thursday, January 4th. We're in the Education Center. This is a meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. Item A, oath of office.
Absolutely.
Alan Kramer.
Alan? Please, I'm going to say, I only see this on TV, so
okay.
I don't get to raise your right hand, but that looks good. I'm not being videotaped, but you'll answer what I do, so bear with me. I have a paragraph here for you. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as a member of the Board of Education of the Brecksville Broadview Heights School District, Cuyahoga County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome. Item B, Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand and join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item C, call to order. Jeff, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Here.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mr. Peterson is not with us this evening. He is still on a trip and will be joining us at our next board meeting. Item D, approval of agenda addendum items. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Do we have any changes to the agenda? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson's absent. Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Item passes 4-0. Item E, organization of the board for 2018. Item 1, election of president for 2018. Accepting nominations.
I'll nominate Kathleen Mack. I guess I should be official.
Kathleen Mack has been nominated. Roll call, please.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson's absent. Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Item 2 is oath of office for the elected president, and my time in the power chair comes to an end.
Nice job.
I thought that was last couple years you were off your game today.
I know.
Yeah, it was smooth, like butter.
Great. We can do the oath of office for our president. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as president of the Board of Education of the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District, Cuyahoga County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office until your successor is nominated and appointed?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Item 3, election of a vice president for 2018. Can I have some nominations?
I nominate Mike Ziegler.
Anybody else? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Matt?
Yes.
Item passes 4-0. Item 4, oath of office for elected vice president.
Right one here.
I can worry about my balance.
I'll be quick. Do you solemnly swear that you support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as Vice President of the Board of Education, Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District, Calgary County, Ohio, to the best of your ability, in accordance to the laws and now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is nominated and appointed?
I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Item 5, Order of Voting on Motions and Resolutions in 2018. The member order of voting shall be alphabetical order with the exception of the board president who will vote last. Robert's Rules of Order shall prevail in determining all board meeting procedural questions. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. I gotta get used to
it. And I don't know, Ellen, if you, Robert's Rule of Order, I have like a book. I don't know if you have that or care to see that. But.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call.
Okay. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 4-0. Item F, Treasurer, CFO, and Superintendent's Business. Do you see all these? No. Okay. Does anybody, you want to take a second look at them? Any questions? They have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
You want to take a look?
Anything you want to comment on?
Any discussion?
No, I've looked it over.
This is really
just kind of like half and half between superintendent and treasurer in this list, right?
Yeah, it's really just to give us the authority to act on your behalf in these right. manners here. So, you know, making recommendations for hiring, discipline, those kinds of things, signing purchase orders, any day-to-day, I would say day-to-day business of the district.
This isn't anything any different from what we
No.
I thought there's no changes to
there's no changes.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 4-0. Item G, appointment of board education representatives and committees on behalf of the district administrative leadership. Number one, representative to Transportation Appeals Committee.
I nominate Mr. Peterson.
Oh, I want that one.
Excuse me.
You know what? Do we need to do a motion on this? Because we're going
to. No, not to the end.
I think you go through all of them, and then I believe if there's any discussion.
Resolution to approve.
And then you approve, I think, all of them in the said.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to get my pen. Okay. So we have transportation. Who did that last year, mate?
I did.
You did? Do you want to continue doing
that? Yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah, because Fred wanted wherever Debbie was.
There's
he said, and Ellen had some things. So Ellen, just chime in. So, Mark?
We've had one so far.
So I said there's like one a year.
Yeah.
Like
no, there's easy. Only been, I don't know if there was one before that one previous. This past year. What? I think it's been a while.
When we had a reduction in high school bus, it was a little bit hotter committee.
Yeah,
but it's a committee of people from the community. There's some representatives from St. Michael's. There's some representatives from transportation. So it's a nice hodgepodge of people that come together and discuss. So if anybody, Ellen, ever sends you like a question or says something about transportation, then that's our process.
Okay.
They will go through Rick Fillmore and transportation. And if that can't get resolved, then that's where it eventually ends up.
Okay.
So it really ensures that people get heard. Item 2, representative of the PSO Council.
And I know that was Deb.
Okay. So, Ellen, is that something you're interested in, or is it okay to put Fred there?
I'm okay putting Fred there.
It's a day showing up to the day meetings in the morning. So, okay, and he said he was okay with that. So Fred will go there. Legislative liaison person to the Ohio School Boards Association. So this is basically a ceremonial position. I don't know. We have, is this the one?
I've been in that role.
So what you do, it's at school board meeting at the conference in November. They will have like a caucus and you will show up and do some voting. But
unless you don't go.
Yeah.
Mark forgot 1 year, which is not that we're not proud of that, but that's what happened. So that's basically what it is, but they vote on general things for the OSBA, which is what the school board is part of.
Okay.
So.
And I'm fine keeping that too.
I think.
Unless somebody else wants it.
You have to mark, he's got the experience, and then we can get Ellen in.
Well, and he's trying to get rid of him, let's just be honest.
Yes.
For, at school board, you get ribbons. So there's people who have them down here for all the police on. Item four, liaison person for Brecksville Council rotating. So we meet with council for breakfast. Luke Cruz has headed that up for Brecksville, and they meet once a month, Ellen, to just, you know, have a nice conversation about an informal conversation of what's going on in the city, and we kind of keep them in the loop of some of the things happening in our district.
We meet at 7:15 in the morning about once every 6 weeks. Current location is Bob Evans until it closes.
We've closed down a number of breakfast places already.
Bob Evans is closing?
It might.
We're aiming at it.
Which one?
We closed all these other ones.
Broadview Heights?
The one in
Harriet.
Yeah, we've closed three different...
Is that Broadview Heights, technically?
Broadview Heights,
I think it's Broadview Heights. That's why we meet there, because it's a Brecksville council out of the city, you know?
Yeah, I'm happy to serve on that. I guess I was kind of, until it gets to some of the more complex financial things, I'm kind of happy to fill in where Mark Jameson's name is on this.
Okay, so
you'll find this to be an interesting thing to do. It's not that frequent, but you get to learn a lot about what the city council's doing too that you might not have seen in a paper or something.
So, Mike, you're on that already?
I'm gonna continue whenever.
And let's put
the count is good.
Is Fred there? Putting Fred there as well.
Sure.
I can't go.
Yeah, the only thing that we have to watch is only two of us can come at any given breakfast, so we can rotate through or whatever. But if there's three of us, then we have to announce it because it's a public meeting.
Oh, okay.
So
Lou will send out an email. We'll tell him can include you in on the loop, and you guys say I can go that month. Well, I can't go, and then you'll end up with two people who can.
Okay.
And then you go.
Okay. So just to clarify, I want to make sure I've got Ellen, Michael, and Fred.
That's
so
right.
So those three. Okay.
That's
great.
Correct.
Excellent.
Five liaison person to Broadview Heights Council rotating. So we had Debbie here and Mark. Mark, do you want to continue on that?
I can. I'm the only person from Broadview Heights.
You know, I'd like to do that if we, and they seem like they would meet on Saturdays, so I'd like to try and do that.
They've been doing it Friday mornings. I mean, I've been having a hard time making a lot of these meetings because my work schedule's been busy.
You know what, even though I'm not in Broadview Heights, would go.
Okay.
I mean, we need a dialogue.
We do need
You can make as many as you can, but, I would rather have a meeting than not have the meeting.
Okay, so let's put Mike there. Is there any reason why we can't have three? I'd like to,
Oh, yeah, we can rotate. No, you should, yeah.
Okay, so can we make another spot for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes I do have Fridays, if that's what they do. Yeah, I do have Fridays. But I'd like to try as well. Because I did Brecksville 1 year, a couple years ago. Six, representative to Broadview Heights Tax Incentive Review Council. Who has done that before, and what is that?
I haven't done it.
Do you recognize it?
I'm looking.
That's all about abated properties. The TURC is really just an acronym for Tax Incentive Review Council, and it's really just... another name is TIFs, tax incented properties.
So we would
tax abated properties. That's basically what the TURC is.
Your name's on it right now, Mark, for last year. I'm happy to give it a stab. I feel like your name is on here.
Well,
a lot.
No, I'm selectively picking things that don't require.
Actually,
you could sign up for that one, and you wouldn't know you did.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just wondering, are you? Because I'm trying to remember, even when Rick was here, right? Because when that kind of came in play, is it do you do an annual review? With where they're at with the amounts that we
I
are
should.
Owed?
It hasn't come up yet, but it was actually in the forecast, so I needed to know about the program actually expiring. There's one particular TURC program that's expiring at the end of this year. Dave Pfaff, who's the finance director there, and he actually called me when he came on board a couple months ago just to let him know, and he said, hey, we should get together, and actually we're getting together next week, and TURC will come up. So without a doubt, but happy to be engaged as best I can, and I should be.
I'm fine staying on that. Obviously, we haven't done anything with it for a few years, and then,
right.
Jeff, I'll leave it up to you, because some of these things, right,
you need to provide direction, like, hey, I'm going to meet and you want to come along and we can talk about this.
Sure.
Or if the thing's running along smoothly and there's nothing to meet or decide on, right, then there's nothing to do with it.
I'll lead the charge, especially in this, because this is something that obviously affects our...
Right.
You know.
I mean, we're getting the revenue each year, right? I mean, they're mm-hmm. submitting... Does the city submit... Does Broadview Heights submit that? Is it like an annual check? Or
it is a... You know, I haven't received one, so I don't know, you know, what format. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to really, you know, get back to you on the actual format, but I haven't seen it in the first 5 months here. I want to say it's sometime in March. It's March, April that typically occurs. But, you know, I'll learn along with any board member. But I'm going to learn a lot next week when I try and take that step for first step in getting to know David a little better and what's happening in Broadview.
Okay.
And I asked him to circle back with Alan Scheifler with mm-hmm. some of the tax things that have happened in the last couple years, just mm-hmm. for him to. So
he and I are getting together next week.
He knew of it, and he's... Mm-hmm. he's going to reach out and have okay. that conversation.
Alan and I have been acquaintances for a number
okay.
of years.
So please make sure that happens
okay.
as well.
So, Mark, are you going to be the...
Yeah, I mean...
okay, great.
I'm fine staying on
okay.
that. I mean, I haven't really done much with it, so...
Great.
Representative Brexville, Broadview Heights School Foundation. I'd like to stay there. Or involve that fundraiser. Okay, 8, representative to Partnership for a Healthy Community.
I've been on that. I'd like to stay. I don't know if anybody else technically...
Mike, what is that? Could you tell
that's me? Basically, you meet once a month and discuss the word that the middle school people are supposed to be talking about. It's just a group from the community that get together and kind of try to talk about community issues. But each meeting, there's like a word like respect. So then we'll talk about it for a while, and then in theory it goes to the middle school, and then that's a word that they're supposed to be talking to. That's how this thing got set up originally. Hmm. Now it's mostly community members getting together to talk about this stuff and discuss issues. I don't know that a lot concrete comes from it, frankly. Are they still actively doing that at the middle
well,
school?
They are. I mean, they still do the words, and yes. So that is being done. In terms of these meetings, I haven't been to one. Last year I got invited to them, but they were the same. They happen to be the same mornings as Broadview Heights Chamber, so I missed one. And then Lou thinks I'm on the email address, and I keep telling them I'm not. So I don't even know when
sure
they are this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's one coming up, I think next Thursday, but I have to go back and check. But at any rate, I would be willing to stay on it. I think it's a good idea if you can make it, but obviously
yeah.
this isn't one of the ones that's as urgent, maybe mm-hmm. as some of the others. But I think it's still it's a meaningful thing. There's enough community, I say mm-hmm. leaders, but active people get together for that thing. So
yeah,
Debbie used to be on this too.
Yeah, that's okay. right. Yeah, you're right. Brain drain.
So, Alan, is that something you're interested in, or you want me to put Fred down?
I can do that. Sure.
And I'll make sure we get you on the distribution, and I'll get you on it too, Joelle, so then we're...
Thank you.
So 9 is Representative Yuletide Hunger Program, which has not been much. I think Debbie did that as well. So
yeah.
let's put Fred there, if that's okay. I don't know that they even met. A 10, Representative to the Wellness Committee.
I don't know what it is, but since Mark Jansen's name is there, I can do that.
Is that part of the insurance? Does that tie in at all, the wellness?
Our former food service director used to oversee that, and it was a requirement by the state that every district had a
right.
wellness committee. When Cindy took it over, I'm not quite sure if she knew that that was her responsibility. We reminded of her of it this year, so I know it's something that she's getting back started. So we didn't really do it last year for Mark to do anything with it, but I know there's plans to continue.
Actually, very topical. I reached out to Cindy right before the holiday,
okay.
and I have some health consortium funds rebate
oh,
to
nice.
Spend for the district, and I found out that she was
yeah.
head of wellness. Thus, she and I are meeting for coffee on Monday to talk about our plans of the, and actually I brought it up with Bonnie this morning
yeah.
as well, so we're going to try and incorporate as many folks, but I'm going to start with Cindy. So we're getting that up and running.
Well, Alan,
It sounds good, although at this point it sounds rather...
You know, and I just want to add, if you have funds in Brooklyn, every quarter, they bring in a healthy, like a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
They have the recycle bags, and all the staff can come and pick from this farmer's market. They give you a recipe, like with healthy food on it, and they have the food there, and I know that it's loved.
When the state first kind of mandated that there was a wellness committee in each district, one of the goals of that was to inform policy around wellness. And so that group would get together a couple times a year to look at the wellness policies for the district and then make recommendations to the board around wellness. So that's how it, and I think that each district has taken it in a different direction because the wellness policies are pretty much set.
Yeah.
So they have done different things. So it's something that, yeah, definitely we haven't paid enough attention to. And as Jeff said, he's and okay. Cindy are going to kind of re-energize it. So it's...
Yep. Yeah, I looked in a file that there hadn't been a formal meeting
right.
for a few years.
Yep.
So it's time.
Yep.
Okay.
Past due.
Okay, so it's 11, Jim Gilbride is who we all agreed upon.
Sorry, Kathleen, I just want to back
up.
That's okay,
so
10
Ellen?
It was Ellen? Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, thank you.
So 11, we all agreed on Jim Gilbride. And there's not another seat that goes to Carl Alga Heights, actually. And is that okay? Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Item 12, he will be there. That'll be a 3-year appointment. Let me make that clear.
Number 11 is?
Yes.
Okay, 3-year.
Yep.
Okay.
Item 12, Representative to Community Awareness and Prevention Association.
That is I.
Okay. Item 13, Safety and Security Committee. Who is on that? What is that?
Mark Jansen was on it. We meet twice a year, Chris does. It's with local law enforcement and meet to talk about safety plans for the schools. The chiefs of police are here. The fire chiefs are here. Representatives from mayor's offices are here, as well as within our district, some administrators. I remember Mark being there last time. I don't remember who else was there.
Were you there? No.
Maybe Debbie?
Maybe.
Jansen and Debbie?
Yeah, I don't happen to have that.
Let me count. Hold on. Let me see. I was trying to see what Fred. Would that be okay to put Fred on?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And then who else?
And Ellen. That way the two of them will learn about security very quickly.
Yeah.
And we'll get it that way.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it, Ellen. You're maxing out a lot of committee.
Well, some of these don't. That
some
would only
of them
be,
nothing,
it's twice a year, yeah.
But so. 1 year, yeah. Okay, so resolution to approve the appointments of the Board of Education representatives and committees on behalf of the district administration leadership. May I have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Whatever you want, Jeff.
All right, my pick, huh? Sweet. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 4-0. H, appointment of Board of Education representatives on behalf of the Board of Education. We have the Financial Liaison Audit Committee person. So, is that?
Yeah, I've been on that. I mean,
And I think was Mark, too? No, I was on Permanent Improvement, but I wasn't on the Audit Committee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine staying on that. I mean, that's just... We all get the audit report.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I usually
it's
show up for
it's just a question if you want to could also pop in on the meeting with the
I think it was
auditor.
Mark and Debbie.
So I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I don't
mind like
I
said, I always
well.
Go to that review with Ziegler and all that when they do that.
That's action. You. That's you then. It was Mark and you. You and Mark Jansen would go to that. That's what this is when we do that review.
Is this the review of this, the annual audit by the state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then they come in and they go over. They review the findings, but we all get sent the findings.
Correct.
Too.
But then he comes in, Josh Ziegler,
and sit down.
And it was you and Mark, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've been.
We haven't had it yet this year, but last year I believe it was you
I've
and Mark.
I've done the last couple of them. I sat in there. I didn't know that was technically part of the actual committee, Because I thought all of the boards invited to that, but maybe not.
They are.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's why I just been going because I could, and I thought. But I mean, that's. I'll go on this if you want. I don't think I was formally on the committee. I was just going to those audits, but I have no. I would intend to go.
I went to one. I mean, I went to one. But really, everything that they cover is in the written report that everybody gets.
They
so if you just spend the time
report.
To read through it all, there isn't anything new, usually, that comes out.
Okay, so Mike, I put you in Mark D down, okay? I don't have to do Mark D anymore. Mark J, Mark D, yeah.
Simplification.
Yeah, two, Representative Permanent Improvement Committee.
I'd like to stay on that if...
I think one of our newer members should also then maybe get on it. I've been doing that for a while, too. And
well, if you have a desire to do that, or we can put Fred on that.
Again, it's twice a year.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I'm willing to do one of these, too. I don't want to do both. So if you think there's more of a need for the Permanent Improvement Committee, if everybody's clamoring for the last one, then I'll do the Permanent Improvement Committee.
Nobody clamors for the last one.
I love it.
Oh, come on, it's fun.
I actually did like my master's in policy.
All right, so you and Fred have the last one, and Ellen and Mark have permanent improvement.
Okay. Ellen and Mark. And then policy.
Is Fred and you, Kathleen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kathleen and
the
you?
Only problem is I can't come down.
So
I
should copy the
morning,
off the paper. Cool.
But I can comment. See, Pat Corbett come later?
He can.
Okay.
You know, he just scheduled them whenever it was convenient. So
if you're
good.
Okay with that.
Sure.
Okay. I like policy. I don't know why. All right. Okay. Resolution to approve the appointment of Board of Education representatives on the behalf of the Board of Education. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. And passes 4-0.
So I just want to clarify. So the appointments that she made in letter G, 1 through 13, those are with district administrative leadership. And what that means is they're not board-appointed committees. They're committees that have been brought together typically by the superintendent and are not subject to sunshine law. So you guys can attend. There's no, reporting requirements or anything like that. The Board of Education, these are actual board committees, and they're subject to sunshine laws. So all of these meetings have to be announced ahead of time prior to us holding them and should be conducted in open forum, just for your understanding of the differences between the two.
Okay. Can I ask, should 11 be under H? Because it's subject to sunshine law.
Well, he is as a board member, but it's not. But if we just happen to be part of CVCC that require that,
we
but
don't
it's
have
not
that
a
announcement.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I compensation for meeting 2018 resolution to set board member compensation at $100 per meeting. Thank you, David Tryon. Effective January 1st, 2018. May I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second it, but I think we should send a notice to some of our bargaining units that we've had a freeze a lot longer than they have. But yes, I'll second it.
Okay. All right. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 4-0. Item J, representation of legal counsel. Resolution to approve the following list of firms for legal counsel representation during 2018. We have Enos Britton, Russell Andrus, Smith Peter Kaleo, Squire Patton Boggs, Taff Stennis, and Hollister. Additionally, the Ohio School Boards Association, the law directors for the cities of Brecksville and Broadview Heights may be used as appropriate. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So are we missing?
Yeah, I'm just going to say
we're missing.
This take other people off?
Because we have to approve them every year.
Right.
What about Pebble Wagner?
Did you want to keep them on?
Yeah. I mean, I think we should. The list.
Yeah, I thought we were just adding. Weren't we just adding to,
we just
not
adding
removing
from.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember who else was on.
No, so Joelle, there was two of them. Who else was there?
The other one was Jeff and I had talked about it. Was it a tech?
Was the Buckley, guy for Buckley King and Blues, though, I think.
Well, it's, yeah, it's Buckley,
Buckley
King.
Yes.
Linda left a couple of years ago, but yeah, Brent and Woods King. I just know who they are. Just.
We had talked about it. I asked if we needed them on the list, and we had determined that we don't use them for. So that's why we took them off.
Oh. Yeah, and it was. I don't know if we really talked about since the presentations.
Right.
So I wasn't quite sure what, but this is obviously the good forum to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we
I
have,
didn't know if there
so
was,
we're going to add
narrowed
couple,
it down.
Bill, I know we'd all feel more comfortable having him on the list. Okay, so.
Yeah, was Buckley King one of the ones you wanted to continue or to keep on the list? I didn't know if there was an end result
or
outcome.
I haven't used them or been associated with them, so unless somebody else wanted them on, it's just.
They were one of the ones that were on.
Oh, were they? Okay, I didn't realize
that. They were the ones that were on, and that's when you and I discussed the list, and I said, what do we use them for? Because no one knew who they were. We didn't know who they were, and so we didn't know if it was somebody that...
And I'm not aware. I haven't seen them.
Right, so we didn't know what they were used for.
Well, here's the thing. We can always add them on.
Absolutely.
Right. So we know that we wanted both... And correct me if I'm... The bond attorneys.
They're on here.
Okay,
yeah.
Who is that?
That's Squire Patton and
Boggs. That's where we're getting. Okay. All right.
So you want to add Pebble Wagner?
Yes.
Please.
Okay.
So just as clarification, these are all the ones that we went through a very thorough interview process and determined that this is who we would like to put on our list for the year. And
great.
Then we can add at any time as well.
And if I may interject, too, with a little bit of commentary regarding the bond levy, because that's obviously front and center for all of us. John Larson, who has really been with us through thick and thin, especially starting with the Facilities Planning mm-hmm. Committee. Mark and I had a brief conversation. I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention about their request to actually have a separate resolution to be a, become the bond levy law firm. It may not be required. I mean, it's not required by Ohio Revised Code. But John has asked me to present to the board. Doesn't have to happen tonight, obviously, but I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention. I'll be happy to forward it, the cover letter as well as a resolution that he's put together. He just would like, he was seeking our commitment or the board's commitment going into, to make it official, because I think he's really been a great attribute, or at least a great partner for us. And I said, I'd be happy to present it to the board. I mean, as an attorney, you know how important it is, or as a provider of a service, it's important to know that who you're working with is committed to you. Not that he would need that. John has been, he's been here and taken any of our calls really and helped us get to this point. I know after the 22nd, with the resolutions and the timelines we have involved with the bond levy, he'll be very timely in helping us. So again, I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention. I'm happy to forward the cover letter and the resolution. May not be required. I already sent a note to John saying, hey, you're already a part of the approved list. He definitely hasn't pushed it, folks. I mean, so I don't want to give you that impression either. If we didn't have him sign or have, if the board didn't approve an official resolution, I don't think he'd be losing any sleep.
So he's already approved list. Where does he fall?
He's with Squire Patton.
Okay. He's with Squire Patton and Boggs.
Okay, that's who you said.
So,
okay.
Anyway, I just
so
want to bring it to your attention.
He wants a separate resolution. Okay.
He's just he's requested it. He actually had it to me before the last board meeting, but said, don't worry about it till afterwards, and obviously he was here without it. He'll continue to be that type of partner. I haven't met many attorneys that do that. So.
Jeff and I talked a little bit about this the other day, and from my time on the board, I don't ever remember having a resolution to lock in a particular legal firm for a particular service.
No.
They appear on our list. We use them at will. And if everyone's happy, there isn't any issue. So that's why I was asked, Jeff, we haven't done a bond since I've been.
Yeah,
none of us have done a bond since 25 years, 20-some years ago. So
me neither.
So if,
So if there's no legal requirement to do the resolution, I'm not quite sure what the benefit of us would be.
Well, it's PR.
I think it was probably just more for the firm, for their firm, and it was more of a good gesture on our behalf. Again, not speaking for the board, but just speaking as a person, and if I were an attorney.
If they want to give us a discounted rate, we might be able to.
I will bargain that. But anyway, just wanted to bring it. It's nothing that needs to be, you know, really. I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. We can, you know, put it on the board agenda if needed. Okay. Wasn't critical, but just I thought this was a good time to at least bring it up.
Could forward to us what the resolution,
I will be happy to.
Says, I'm just curious.
Absolutely. Nope. That's what I plan to do.
Okay.
Happy to do it.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item K, 2018 OSBA membership. Resolution to approve membership in the Ohio School Boards Association for calendar year 2018 in the amount of $8,267. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, this is something that we've always belonged to. This is that school board conference that we go to, and there's a lot of other services that we don't necessarily use but can use.
Which I'm just, how do they determine that $8,267 amount? Is that per
district?
Per district.
Well, maybe it's our cut of the pie.
Okay.
Probably be a student.
I don't know. I want to think it's based on ADM because everyone's fees are different depending on.
Yeah.
Oh, it is variated.
I think it is variated.
It is.
It's based on ADM. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just like with OASBO.
Yeah.
I mean, they asked me. It's kind of like a state thing, but OASBO and OSBA are right down the hall from each other, so I think they kind of use the same practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a sense of how much we use them, just like ad hoc? Do we do inquiries with them? You know, are they, you know, I'm trying to just curious about, because we dropped one of the memberships. Was that the national NSBA?
Yeah, it was the national one,
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it's, most districts are in it. I mean, very few are not, so I don't know that would be a good idea.
It's good protection for you as a board. You know, God forbid if you were to be sued as a board, it's just another resource to help you kind of work through that. I mean, yeah, you're going to have your legal, but they have a perspective from a board if the board is getting sued as
entity. Does Pat Corbett come from here?
No, he's from Neola.
Neola?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I mean,
probably better off not being the outlier into something.
Well, we get that magazine. I don't know the periodical. I look through it. I wished it was in a digital form. I don't really want the periodical. But there's a lot of good. You'll get this magazine. There's a lot of good things. It shows you what's going on in Ohio, some of the issues that people are facing, some innovative ideas. So, you know, peruse it. All right. Yes, I guess it's in roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item K, 2018 OSBA. No, I already did that. Item L, 2018 Legal Assistance Fund Membership. Resolution to approve the Legal Assistance Fund participation with the Ohio School Boards Association for calendar year 2018 in the amount of $250. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. A discussion? This is the same thing as that. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item M, appointment of staff to positions for the 2018 year. One, title 9, hearing officer, director of human resource. 2, anti-harassment grievance officer, director of human resources and director of curriculum and instruction. 3, 504 ADA compliance officer, director of pupil services and director of human resources. 4, civil rights coordinator, director of pupil services. Item M, appointment to staff to positions for the 2018 year. 5, homeless liaison, director of pupil services. 6, suspension, appeal officer as designee of the Board Director of Human Resources. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any changes with any of this?
No. The reason we have to approve these each year is because for some of these, they recommend that you have both a male and a female. So depending on who is sitting in those positions, it's something that you just want to reconsider. So for moving from last year to this year, we do not have any changes in these recommendations.
Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item N, appointment of district records officer for the 2018 year. Resolved to recognize the treasurer, CFO, and the director of public services as director of records officer. The individual in this position will also serve as the Brexville Barview Heights Board of Education designees in this regard. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
And we have to, on a yearly basis, appoint somebody who, when we have a public records request, typically it's the treasurer. We also add on the director of people services, because if there's any type of special ed records that are kept separate from where we keep some of the other records, they can access. And we need a backup if they're on vacation or whatever. There's somebody else here in the district to do so.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item O, budget for the 2018-2019 fiscal year. On public hearing on the proposed 2018-2019 fiscal year budget, in tab 1, 2, resolution adopting the budget for the 2018-2019 fiscal year. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Well, before we do the roll call, is this just, I'm trying to remember, is this just standard?
The first two pages are not. The first two pages are really just a cover letter to what you're about to see. It actually just is a good description that I picked up of what the actual alternative tax budget is, in more layman's terms. It's really page 3 at the top of the page with the title Alternative Tax Budget Information is the actual document that... and you'll, as you leaf through that, it actually gives you a description, really is page 3, of all of our levies, continuing, permanent, have been out there. Gives you a good listing. What this document does, basically, folks, and really for the public, is it really sets forth, or at least on an annual basis, this actually is for calendar year 19. So we're already, you know, the one that we did last January was for January 8th of 2018 and beyond. And so what this does is it really sets forth, as I describe in the cover letter, it's really for the county fiscal. It gives a listing of what we actually would hope that they would collect in order or assess in order to pay our debt. And so that's why you see the alternative tax budget is kind of a, you know, it's kind of an interesting title, because really what it should be is a debt listing. Page 3 gives you a complete listing of what what we owe and what's continuing, including our new operating levy that was passed in May. So it's really just a review of what we have on the books, what our debt is. Page 4 gives you what the general fund is, what the forecast has, what we think we're going to bring in revenue, what our expenses are going to be, and this goes to the county officer that's due by the 20th, I believe. And so what it does, it, in addition to the certification that we just received that we requested for our upcoming bond levy, this basically solidifies the information that the county already has, but it really it lets them know and as a resolution by the board to confirm that we know what our debt is and here's what we're asking the county to assess according to a $1.023 billion assessed market value in our district. So that's really what the alternative tax budget's about, and that's why I put together these first two pages, because it explains each and every schedule in the alternative tax budget. The two key documents really were let's see, the last one, which was I don't have a full one here, should you give me that, but it really does list the next to last page lists the long-term debt, which is our, you know, which was really our high school bond, which is coming due in the 2021. Those are two of the key ones. The Schedule 3, which lists our income and expenses. The rest are basically just estimates of all of our other items on our forecast, but also the last page, the next to the last page, gives you a listing of what our true long-term debt, which is really the one that's going to come into focus come May ballot. So again, it's a long-winded answer to just give you. That's why I decided to come up with this, because some of my colleagues do use this nice, I think is a good, easy description of really what you're looking at that breaks it down. You can get into the weeds by going at each and every levy that's been approved that we currently have on the books, at what millage, and what it's being assessed at. So, you know, it just gives a pretty good description. Actually, it's a good read. Doesn't really tell you a lot except for those. That's why I point out those three pages and put a cover to it. So.
And is this just to stay in compliance with state law that we have to approve this budget?
Absolutely. Yep, it's required for our county fiscal to receive this on an annual basis.
Okay. Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item T, in accordance with Board Policy 9211, the Brecksville Broadview Heights Board of Education acknowledges the following district support organizations. We have one, we have the parent school organizations, which is our PSO, two, parent school organization council. We have three, band boosters, four, orchestra boosters, five, vocal music boosters, six, BE Athletic boosters, seven, Brecksville Broadview Heights Schools Foundation, and eight, Brecksville Broadview Heights School Speech Team boosters. Q, 2018 Board of Education meeting dates. A resolution to approve the 2018 Board of Education meetings in tab two. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, need for changes.
I had mentioned, and again, not that it needs to be changed, Monday, March 26th, that is the week that my sister is getting married, and I will be attending her wedding in Cozumel and will not be available for that meeting. So it doesn't need to be changed on my account, but I just wanted you to be aware that I would not be there, and I'm happy to have Brian or Maggie or somebody sit in on my behalf if that meeting date needs to stay there.
I'm going to have trouble on Monday, February 26th as well. I'll be going to Oregon. So.
Well, do we want to move those around or just deal with it?
Yeah, well, hold on. I mean, you can run the February one. Everybody's going to be here. There'll be a forum.
I thought we talked about on the March 26th one about looking for an alternate since you weren't going to be there. Did we look at alternates or no?
Well, I think I said that, and we had said let's throw the dates out to all of you to see if that worked and if there was any other conflicts, and then we would talk about it. So we haven't.
I'd prefer to change that as well, because that's okay. Spring break. That's tagged on to my spring break, and I'll probably be in Oregon as well. So.
Do you want to push it up to the 19th?
We had talked
about the 19th as being the alternative date as a possibility.
Good for everybody?
So that's a Monday still, right?
Yeah, so it would just be the week before.
Okay. Ellen, thoughts?
That's good. Monday the 19th.
Okay.
That's good.
So we're going to change the March 26th meeting to Monday, March 19th. Quite honestly, February, I'm doing a lot, so it'd probably just be best to move on unless you picked a different day. I could not do Mondays.
We'll keep them on Monday. And don't worry.
Okay. So I will not be there for that one. That's okay. Anything else? Okay. So, and then just a reminder.
Do we need
a roll call?
Yeah, we need a roll call.
Yeah, we're still in discussion mode, aren't we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a reminder that if you are not going to be at a meeting, just to make sure, you know, obviously there's emergencies, but we need to have a quorum, and it'd be great if you contacted me and then Joelle as well, so she can be aware of that, okay? And then just to make sure that we can vote and have, because I have had that happen at CBCC before.
Really?
Yes, twice.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, and that's nine people. So just, we haven't ever had that problem, but we just need to make sure we're aware that we need to do that, and I'll remind Mr. Peterson of that as well. Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Before we adjourn, just wanted to mention one thing. We are in the process of having, of planning a kind of a bond kickoff. We did this last year before the levy. We actually had the kickoff early January, which was before, or late January, which was actually before the board took their final vote. We want to be able to do the same thing very soon after, so that the proposed date right now is January 24th, which would be that Wednesday after the 22nd mm-hmm. meeting where you would take that vote for. We just want to make sure that you are comfortable if we go out and start advertising so that people know about that. We thought instead of waiting until up to the 22nd, only giving us a two-day window to advertise to get people there, yeah. might be a little short notice. So we just, I wanted you to be aware of it. And the committee is just a little anxious to get that out there so we make sure that people know. And are you comfortable with us starting to advertise for that date on January 24th to have the kickoff?
I am.
Yeah. As long as you're in control of the messaging.
Yeah, I told them, hold off. let me get the blessing first.
Is the 22nd when we're going to do the
final?
The final.
Correct.
Yes.
Second.
Resolution to proceed.
Correct.
Yeah. So are you going to have a meeting up at the high school?
We're actually having it at the middle school because the high school media center was already booked. It's going to be at the 24th at the middle school at 7 p.m. in that media center. And we'll kind of do the same format that we did for the levy, where we'll have people talk. Our levy chairs will get up and speak. We'll kick it off. Have people have opportunities to sign up for volunteer opportunities for the bond. And just give people information and just really kick off a great campaign. Good. So it'll be the same way, but we just wanted to have it soon after the vote because of the short runway of time to actually start doing it. So
keep going.
Yeah.
That was the only criticism, I think, overall I would have had of the article that was in today's paper or been posted, is it kept saying probably, which realistically, I mean, we're so far down the road that
I know, but
other than that, I thought it was a pretty fair
article.
I mean, I think it worked out all right, but it's just so many people are doing, why just probably, you know, but we'll end that the 22nd.
Yeah, and also to point out that educationally, you know, I've seen some of the things and the tone of that, it is a wonderful financial decision, but educationally, it has been vetted that this is a good decision for the students, so... That's something that I want to make sure we equally emphasize, as well as the fiscal responsibility of the decision.
Was there any negative feedback from the committee, because, or did they understand how the board arrived at the one building versus two? Because really, it was the financial constraints were the biggest driver. It really wasn't a personal preference of one over two. With the new changes in the financial numbers, the board was really driven to one building economically.
So the committee itself, the feedback that I have gotten, no, because they understood and they had heard and they understood the decision. It's people outside that were not in the committee that knew that the committee made the recommendation that I think were a little bit more upset, like, why did this happen? And so right away they came to us. We need some talking points on how to answer those questions, because the people that were on the committee are going out in the community and they're getting questioned. Well, why didn't the board take your recommendation? And so they did the right thing. They called me. They called Jim. We've drafted some talking points and some very pointed things that they could say if people were questioning, that it wasn't, you know, any disregard for the committee. We appreciated the committee's hard work. It simply came down to these two factors. And, you know, one was obviously the financial and the other was looking at our declining enrollment and square footage needs. And so that is what we gave them back to say, and people understand that, and they understand and now respect the fact that the decision was made based on those two things. And so I think that's calmed down quite a bit.
Yeah, and I would also offer too that for those who are really want to understand, like, how we came,
the meeting we had to decide that was only like 35 minutes long.
Yeah.
So like they can go out and relive the meeting.
They can.
But I mean, if they really want to hear the discussion that transpired, because we had Chris from TDA here, and he gave his suggestion too, which was like, I wouldn't go with two buildings, I would go with one.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was more than just the board members. It was everything led to that decision.
Right?
So for people who are still maybe, you know, were very vested in it and were more emotionally attached to the two building option, and maybe the talking points weren't enough, I would say, you know, send them to the website to go re-listen to that board meeting, because it's only 35 minutes long and it's purely all just that topic, so you don't have to weave through you know, other agenda items.
Sure.
Bob Sandrick wanted also the survey, so Jeff and I, we found that and sent him the survey, so he had the full survey and look through the respondents, which was not covered in that 30 minutes. So,
isn't that survey posted? I mean, because we talked about that survey at one of our meetings, right?
I don't know.
We
didn't seem like it was.
We didn't. No,
we can post it, but we just have not. I mean, we can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We should. I mean, it should be out there for anybody who wants to see it.
Yeah, okay, we can do
all right. We can get that done.
Usually, and I'm trying to think, because we kind of talked about, because when we first talked about it, there were early results, so we didn't have the full.
Correct.
And so I don't know.
Then we got.
I don't remember if we had the full. If the full was on a. If it was on as an item, agenda item on one of our meetings, because we always post all the relating documents, right, to all of our meetings online. So I don't know if that.
I seem to recall it was at the November 20th meeting, and she had just finished up the survey.
Right, so we did it. It was right after OSBA. And so we talked through the results, and then she followed up with the document, and I think I just sent that to you in a board update and said, here's her final report, but we never brought it back to a meeting to talk about.
Okay.
Because it had literally, I mean, I think she had just gotten it done like 2 days before.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah, we should definitely post that so that whoever wants to find it can find it.
Okay, I'll circle back with Jean and make sure we get it there.
I don't know if it makes sense to go, well, I guess we already, that board meeting already occurred.
But. The other thing is, and then we can, the work session, if everybody's okay with us continuing doing a work session before our board meetings, one thing to discuss is how things are organized, and that's maybe now's the time at our work session on the 22nd for us to talk about some board docs, because if you look at how it's set up, it's agenda right there, it's very organized and audio, and that way everything automatically populates from there, and then we read from it. And our meeting works from that as well. So if that could be a work session item, you know, just to make sure, because communication is going to be essential in these next 4 months with all that's going on, and us looking through old board meetings trying to find documents for somebody who's reporting is probably not the best protocol. So that's my thought. And then anything else you would like to discuss at the work session, make sure you send it to me, that we'll have that meeting that Friday before we have agenda review, which Mark,
Thursday.
Mark and I don't know, feedback from that? I mean, did you think it worked? Do you think it was a good thing? It was something new we tried.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was value added, because we you know, there were a couple things that you know, there were certain items that we talked through that I think helped put some clarity around them, you know, where we had questions about some certain things. So,
just do it.
We do it the Thursday before, and then we decide what's going on in the work session. So, if things come up during the month, send them, you know, on to Joelle, and she will add them on to the work session list. Mm-hmm. When we have a gender review, we go through the list and kind of prioritize and organize them so we can make sure that the most important, you know, like what somebody thinks is most important is at the beginning, so we have ample time. Plus, then we can bring in people from the district to help with those discussions.
Okay.
So we can make sure, you know, and then if we need to pull something before the meeting, done during then, you know, if we don't think that we have consensus on something. So it's a good opportunity for a public discussion. Okay. All right. Anything else, anyone?
I move we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. 4-0. We'll see you on January 22nd, 2018 at 7 p.m.
Aren't we all going to the parade? Mike, how's our float?